Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, equipping, encouraging, and educating entrepreneurs in under 10 minutes. Today, we're talking about the five keys to creating a great business. We make it so complicated. We just do. I keep thinking if I went to college for an MBA, what would they teach me? And if I went to an Ivy League school like a Stanford or Harvard, I'm sure my head would explode with incredible knowledge. But 99.9% of us don't have the chance to go to college for business. Personally, I don't think you need it. Again, I think the ecosystem in a couple of those schools are great. But I absolutely believe that entrepreneurship can be learned, and it has been learned. The greatest entrepreneurs in the world dropped out. So there you go. They never went back. Bill Gates never saw a reason to go back to college. Steve Jobs never saw a reason to go back. Mark Zuckerberg hasn't gone back. We can keep going down the lines. So you can create a great business. So let me give you a working man's MBA or a working woman's MBA. It doesn't matter. There's tremendous female entrepreneurs out there, Sarah Blakely, and we can go all the way down the line. All right. What are the five keys? First key is you have to attract customers in abundance. I want you to picture a conveyor belt. Have you ever gone to the airport? I'm sure you have. And your luggage just keeps going around. In other words, if you didn't take it off that conveyor belt, it would just come back around in 5 minutes. And then it would come back around in 5 minutes. It just keeps coming around. That's what you want to do with customers. You want to create a marketing that is so effective that it systematically brings you in customers in abundance. Why? If you have customers in abundance, you can sell. You get more opportunities to miss, to make mistakes. Okay, so you want to attract customers in abundance, and you do that through great marketing and or having a product or service where the marketplace is very interested in what you have. Okay, there's a tremendous demand. So great marketing and demand. Number two, you sell the product and or the service for a price that is profitable. Small business owners underprice what it is they sell. When I train my partners, the first thing they do is their pricing is too low. I trained two of my partners in the last few days. And my one partner gave me how many days it would take to do something, gave me the price. I said, well, you underpriced it by 3 days. Well, I didn't think the customer would pay for that because it was getting past a certain price point. I said, well so we're going to work for 3 days for free? Well, yeah, I guess no. I go, of course not. Price up. My other partner I've had for 5 years, his prices were antiquated. They were just, I'm like, these are high-end skills that we have. We have the one-eyed leprechauns that can do these things. You need to charge for it. Okay, if you make sales and they're below what you can make a good living on, hire talented people on, have marketing, put money in reserves, then you're going to be out of business. And this is why 90% of businesses don't make it to year 10. They could be selling, but they're not selling at a price that is profitable. All right, number three. You need to fulfill what it is you sold in a timely fashion. Well, you can, somebody orders product on Monday, you deliver it like 2 months from now. I'm not going to say anything about this company on there, but I ordered a custom golf club and it's taken too long. It just is. It's just too long. Okay, this would have been fine in 4 weeks, but now we're getting into 6 weeks. So I would never order this club again. Okay, timely. Great product. They're going to fulfill it. I have no doubt I'm going to get it, but it needs to be timely. And even in your service companies, there is a time period where a customer will get aggravated and lose confidence in you. And so you got to kind of straddle that. You need to fulfill it. Fulfilling means you give them what they paid for. But I'm adding a little caveat there, in a timely manner. All right, number four, you're getting your quick MBA today. Because if you did these, you'd never have to go get an MBA. You would absolutely never have to get an MBA if you could do the five things I'm sharing with you. Hire a great team that can assist you in the above. See, in the three things I just said above, you would hire a team to help you with this. You would hire a team that would help you attract customers in abundance, whether that's marketing. My sponsor is GetStartedMarketing.com. They're incredible. You'd hire a company like that, or you'd have somebody on staff, or you'd work with just some people that you trust that have helped you in the past. When I first started out, I had people within each of my mediums TV rep that I really trusted. I had a radio rep that I trusted. I had somebody at the newspaper that I trusted. And I trusted my judgment of taking what all three of them said. You got to have a team, though. And they assist you in that. You have a sales team so that they can sell at a profitable margin. You have a team that can create this fulfillment, deliver your product or services, manufacture it, deliver it, provide warranty, and do all this in a timely manner. Okay, my quote, great dreams only happen because of a great team. I have great dreams in my head, but I got to put together a team to make them happen. It's the same thing in a business. You're never going to have a tremendous company if it's, you know, you and three other people. That's an okay small business, and that's fine, and you can make money. But it's not, you know, that's not a powerhouse. You know, that's not a 10 million plus company. It probably won't be a generational company. Okay, you may pass it down to one of your kids or siblings, but that's about it. Number five. This is important, giving you that MBA. Lead your team as the founder. Listen, there's only one founder, and typically that person needs to be leading. Okay, you could have managers that have great management skills and can oversee people. And this doesn't mean you have to be bombastic. We've seen coaches that some yell more than others. Some are quieter. I mean, Joe Gibbs was intense with the Redskins. You know, I'm a Redskin fan, and we can't use that word anymore. I apologize. I guess the Washington football team. But if you've been saying one name for 30 years and you've never meant it in a way that's negative, we can kind of say that. But I love them. Okay, I love my Washington football team. But when he never yelled anything vulgar in any way. He was a faith-based coach. So you don't have to be a maniac. You know, you can lead in your style. And that's okay. So you lead your team, but somebody's running the show. And you're the one who had the vision. You can have people help you expand your vision. They can improve your vision. They can give you some critical advice on certain ideas that you have. I tell my team, I have a great idea in my head, and then I expose it to my team, and they beat it into reality. Or they tell me I'm a genius, but most of the time they beat it back into reality. They always improve it. So again, there's five keys to creating a great business. Number one, you attract a customer, you know, you attract customers in abundance. We talked about the conveyor belt. Marketing does that. Demand does that. Marketing and demand. Number two is you sell your product and or your service for a price that is profitable. Profitable means you can put money in reserves, hire extremely talented people, and have systematic marketing, and preferably next and own the land underneath your company. There's my four. That's a podcast. I got to write that down. Write that down quick. I'm going to forget. Okay, that's what I believe when you're selling for a profit. You fulfill what it is you sold in a timely manner. You hire a great team that can assist you with the above that I just talked about. Can't do everything by yourself. And you lead your team as the founder. That's it. You do those, you're going to lead a great company. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening. You need help with your marketing. You need that conveyor belt. Get started marketing.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast.